Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Words by Martin Luther King Jr. Hi, I'm HK, blogger, storyteller, poet, and motivational speaker. Welcome to my podcast, View of Life. In the last episode, we discussed about the first 7 laws of success written by John C. Maxwell in his book, The 15 Invaluable Law of Growth. Today, I'm going to discuss the remaining 8 laws. Hope by knowing these laws and implementing them in our life, we achieve success. First is law of pain. We all know the proverb, no pain, no gain since the ages. It's true, when you want to achieve anything in your life, it can be small as pebble or huge as Mount Everest. You go through various type of pain. That pain may be physical or mental. It solely depends on person to change that pain into opportunity or let that pain to throw you into the deep pit of sorrow. Always try your best to maintain the positive attitude toward life. Learn from your bad experience. I know it's hard. When you see the failure, it's like someone throw a ball of fire on you. I also seen many failure in my life, but I tried my best and never let that failure to destroy me. For example, if you started a small business venture and you see a failure, never stop, never take back your step, because that failure help you to do some changes in your life so that you can achieve the success in your life. So, in short, the pain and the change goes hand in hand. And when you face the pain, the failure, never play the role of victim. Because when you play the role of victim, in the end, you become the person you hate the most. So, be positive toward pain. Next is law of ladder. Our character growth is determined the height of our personal success, not our money and fame. We all envy the money others have, but through this we should envy the character others have. If we have the good character, we remain alive in one heart till their end. Focus on being a better person from inside than from outside, because money and fame can be taken away from you, but the character and potential you have never ever taken back from you. Be teachable and willing to serve others, because it's not all about you. Always pay attention to your potential more than your success, because success may change into failure. But your potential never let you feel the defeat. Because if you have the potential, even when you hit the rock bottom, you able to climb the ladder and reach the top. But if you don't have the potential and the character, once you hit the rock bottom, you always remain at the rock bottom. So, try to develop a character and a potential. Next is law of rubber band. Always stretch the band from where you are and where you want to be. First, stop and think the point you are standing right now and the point where you want to go. What things or what books you want to read to achieve that success. Remember, rubber band is useful when stretch. Similarly, we as an individual is useful when we stretch ourselves. Don't settle at average in life. Me, you, each living individual have dreams, but only few have guts to pursue them. Always remember, measure your success with yourself, not with others. It's like measuring your success with others is comparing sun with moon. When you compare sun with moon, you are insulting them. Similarly, When you compare your success with others, you are insulting yourself. So never insult yourself. Be kind to yourself and compare your step with past and present, how far you have reached till now. Next is law of trade-off. Writers say we always don't get what we want, but we always get what we choose. He is right. We all face failure in life. We all make trade-off in life. Failure person make bad trade-off. Average made few trade-off, and successful made good trade-off. When you want something in your life, you have to make some change. For example, if you want to lead a happy life or healthy life, you need to do exercise, eat green vegetables, you have to trade off your bad habits, stop eating junk food, stop eating the food which are too much salt or sweetness. So, by trade off these things, you make your life healthy. So, when you climb higher, the trade-off becomes difficult. It's upon you what you give more importance, what you want to achieve. Good trade-off varies from person to person. It may be given up financial security today for better tomorrow, or giving up your nightlife for having a good and healthy life. It depends only on you. No one can tell you what is good trade-off, what is bad trade-off. It depends on you, what you want in your life, what you want to achieve in your life. What is good trade-off for you may be bad for others. So, make trade-off on the basis of the goal you want to achieve. Next is law of curiosity. It doesn't matter whether you are in your 20s, 30s, 40s, always be curious like 2-year-old child. Try to learn new thing. Always ask why. This why gave you the answer and help you in growth. Try to spend your time with curious people. Don't be afraid to look foolish. If you don't know anything or you don't have answer of some question, because when you never ask the question, you always remain the foolish. But when you ask the question, you remain foolish only for once. Always challenge the rules and the status quo process. When you are curious, you ask the question, and that question help you to achieve success in your life. So be curious, because curiosity is not bad. It's help you in achieving your goal. Next is law of modeling. Find a role model, but always choose your role model very carefully, because role model or mentor is a person who is your teacher and a friend at the same time, who guide you and help you in your life. When you trying to search for a role model, be careful. Never choose a role model which is on the 10th step of the ladder when you yourself is standing on the ground. Always choose the role model who is 1 or 2 steps above you, because he is at his starting point. He knows what is right and what is wrong. He will help you. Even if you don't find the role model, you know what you want to achieve. So you can read books and take advice from the person who are doing something in the field in which you want to do. So, law of modeling is also very important in achieving your goal. Next is law of expansion. Person himself is his own limit. Stop being your own limit. Our fear is the most important hurdle that stop us from achieving what we want to achieve. Overcome your fear. Do what is your passion. What gives you happiness? If you like music, singing, dancing, cooking, try that. Don't stop yourself by having the fear of what other will think or you. But if you fail, you will never able to know that you are going to achieve the success or see the failure in your life if you never tried. If I don't start my podcast, I will not able to know whether I will succeed or defeat. So, never stop by your fear. Try to achieve success by overcoming your fear. Do what you want to do and never wait for the right time. Now is the right time. Next is law of contribution. It's the last law told by the writer. Be a mentor for others. Be like a river. Always give back to the nature. Always thank the nature for the life you have. Always try to give more than you receive. Don't peep scores. Focus on self-development, not on self-fulfillment. Because the person having all the wealth in the world, but never feel fulfilled. By helping someone, you will automatically feel self-fulfilled. Always put person first and yourself second. Hope you like the podcast. If you follow all these 15 laws, surely you will fulfill your goals. But first, you need to take the first step, and second, you need to be consistent. So, let's start and try to achieve our goal. Till next week, bye bye. Take care of yourself and others, and don't go outside until it's necessary. Be safe, be happy. Bye.